Heto na ang tala kayong magbibigay linaw at kabuluhan sa mga isyong may kinalaman sa teknolohiya. Talakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Isang magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Narinig naman tayo sa isang episode ng Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang,
kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Joy.
Ako po si Trixie.
Ako po si Toph.
Yeah!
Oh! Hello!
Who dat?
Hello sa mga nagkakilala kay Toph.
Oo nga.
I'm here again.
Siya nagbabalik.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ano bang show mo, Toph, dati?
Ang show ko dati ay Talatugtugan.
Talatugtugan.
11 to 12.
Kumakanta ka ba dun?
No, we just play songs because I have no talent.
Wow!
Samples.
Samples sa pag-play ng song. Press
yes,
play. Maganda ba yung pagka-pindot mo dun sa ano?
Na-explain yung mga songs.
Usually may theme kami. Like, kunwari, for this day, mga sawi songs. Or may story. Wow!
Okay. Ano favorite mong theme?
Nagkaroon kami ng theme dati na parang yung lahat ng artists ng mga songs na play namin ay parang ano ba yun?
Kaya mo yan.
Shucks.
Bata ka pa.
Mga ano, like, alam na kami. Basta yung mga the likes of Lady Gaga, Beyonce,
mga diva.
Yes.
Icons.
Ayun yeah. Ang favorite mong
yes.
theme.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Akala ko yung cartoons theme. But anyway. Yeah, okay. So, it's the first show of December.
Yay!
How's your December, Joy and Toph?
December.
It's the same?
It's the same bear.
It's the same bear.
Same bear lamb.
Yes.
It's still the same bear. Medyo lumalamig na.
Yep.
I mean, ano na, legit na yung lamig. Hindi na dahil sa random bagyo-bagyo.
Yes.
Kahit tanghali, pwede ka na maglakad kahit papano.
Actually, weird. Pag
why?
November pa nga lang, naaamoy ko na yung Pasko. May smell talaga eh.
Anong smell na Pasko?
May smell. May certain Pasko. Feel.
Pine tree ba yan?
Hindi
wow.
pa. Baguio. Basta iba lang yung amoy feels. Ng... amoy. Iba yung simoy ng hangin.
Amoy
iba
ulam. Amoy ulam. Yeah. Amoy pansit.
But ako, di ko na super feel yung Pasko.
Oh!
Ano, signs of aging ba yun?
Hindi. Sa Wii playlist yun.
Bakit? Kasi naman ata ako sa buhay
nga,
ko.
Oo nga, masaya ka sa buhay mo ngayon. Lalo na next year, mga ganap sa buhay mo. Di ba
masaya? Yes po.
Yeah. Oh, yan. Excited yan eh. Yeah, he's one of the lucky ones.
Yes.
As with Joy here,
in
is also a lucky one. Oh, may trip sila, may ticket sila, sa alam niyo na yon. So
yes, tears stream down our faces.
They got their tickets.
Yes.
Anyway, yon, they got their tickets online.
Yep.
Just saying. No? Yeah. Paano kaya kumuha ng tickets dati yung mga tao kung wala pang internet?
Pila.
Sa Ticketnet? Ticket World?
The booths.
Sa booth talaga.
Umiikot. Yung pila.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Actually, sa Singapore, meron ding physical.
Okay.
Hindi lang online. So, all channels.
Yep. Pero diba, if yung ticket na gusto mong bilhin ay sa Singapore yung concert,
yeah.
Paano ka bibili, no? Diba?
Kaya no possible na ngayon yung ano, yung kung gusto mong manood sa ng concert sa karatig bansa.
Actually, yun nga yung nangyari sa akin dati. Kasi, we were talking about their tickets to Coldplay.
Oy!
Yun. Kaya kasi, I would think na si Coldplay is a relatively, si Coldplay, no? Isang tao lang. Is a relatively big artist group.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Sikat na sikat siya. So, yung the possibility of them coming to the Philippines, malaki. Right? Mm. So, yun nga, may chance. Kasi ako, nanood ako ng concert by a band na malabong magpunta sa Pilipinas. Kasi, hapon sila.
Anong band to?
Lark.
Never
pa rin
sila.
Never silang dumapunta dito. Yun. So, pinakamalapit nilang kinonsertan is Hong Kong.
So, you flew all the way to Hong Kong.
Yeah, in 2008.
Grabe, akala ko din imposible yung Coldplay before.
Actually.
But it's popular.
Yeah, pero as in, matagal silang popular, pero never silang nagpunta.
Ayun.
So parang,
in your lifetime.
Akala ko nga hindi ngayon eh. Akala ko as in, parang,
maglalakan na
niyo. 30 na ako, ganyan.
Kami siya.
Actually.
Kaya,
40, ganyan.
Yes.
But yes, yeah. Yun. As in, nakakatawa na pa din nagawin. And I also got tickets online, booked the plane ticket online, obviously.
Mm.
Yeah. So, wala lang. Thanks, internet.
Yay.
Thanks to the founders. Anyway, what's up today? Sabi ko nga, yung trip ko was in 2008. Mm-hmm. Very different kung ano na yung mga websites ngayon. So, websites noong 2008, 2005, yep. 2000. Sino ba nag-internet noong 2000?
Meron ba?
Meron. Uy, grabe siya. Grabe siya. Meron na. 95 pa lang.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oo, meron na noon. So, if you wanna know what's been going on in the past, what mm-hmm. was going on in the past in the internet, and yung mga dead na website, E-Bombs World ba buhay pa?
Ang alin?
E-Bombs World. Ano ba yun? E-Bombs World.
Oh my God.
You've never heard of this?
No.
Tsaka Kingdom of Loathing. Mga weird. Mga, kasi yung Kingdom of Loathing, ano siya, parang RPG. Pero, parang websites. Mm. Mm. Alam mo yung choose your own adventure na libro? Parang ganon.
Yeah,
pero
yeah, yeah.
Alam mo yun? Yes, path, choose a path. Okay. Opens this page, opens that page. Parang ganon. Ewan ko kung meron pa. Ganon lang kasimple dati, pero fun na yun for us. Sorry.
Kaya yung fun sa amin ay ano, Neopets.
Neopets!
Ang Neopets hindi ko nalaro.
Oh my God!
Hindi ko siya nalaro. Tamagotchi Online. Yeah. Neopets, no. Hindi ako napag-laro. Nakapag-Neopets ka?
Yep.
Good yes. for you. Tsaka ano, Tinyerme. Alam niyo yun?
Yes.
Tinyerme.
Tinyerme.
Tinyerme. Tinyerme. Yun. But yeah, yun yung mga games dati, and it's gonna be found in the Internet Archive if you visit it, which we will talk about more later. Also, speaking of games before, what is the game today? Released last Tuesday lang.
Yeah.
To a lot of waiting fans like myself. So we'll just touch upon, kasi ako lang yata yung naglalaro dito sa card. But please join me in my fangirling FF15. Launch noong November, end of November.
Yep.
Yes.
And then also up next is Gooligans. App downloads infect 1.3 million Android users.
Yes. Very important yan kasi yung mga may at UP Mail.
Truth! Okay. Yes. And then also, what's the last one, Joy?
Facebook executives underscore online safety and security for 54 million Filipino users.
Yes. Ang weird. Nakita ko ngayon sa Facebook, hindi ko alam kung friends ko lang ah. Baka friends nyo rin. Na-suspend?
Ako, madami ako friends ako na
nasuspend ka?
Nasuspend ako one time.
Ay, ako yung bago nasuspend.
Oh, as in, parang, di ba?
Teacher's pet, di ba nasususpend?
Tapos kinailangan, kaya ako biglang nag-two-factor.
Authentic. Kasi nasuspend ka? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh my.
As in, I was waiting for Coldplay tickets noon. Tapos parang, wala na wala yung Facebook ko.
Bawal ba mag-purchase na Coldplay tickets pag walang Facebook? Yeah,
hindi naman. Nag-aantabay lang siya ng updates.
Wala.
Okay. So yeah, a lot of our friends right now in this questionable time, ba yung matatawag natin dito, odd time in the Philippines and in the world are getting their online identities.
Pero
hindi ba hack to or reported or what? Ay, hindi ko alam eh.
Or
Facebook encouraging you to enable two-factor.
Yeah.
May friend ako nagsabi, pati daw Twitter niya, na-out siya.
Oh my!
Yeah, hindi ko alam kung ano, kung kasali.
Pero itong time na to talaga, maraming mga ano, mga ganap sa internet, mga phishing attempts.
Yeah, hopefully next week we can invite someone also to talk about an odd phenomenon. Kasi online, we're getting stories. Before we go on break, now there are some groups that are attempting to hack the internet accounts of some rallyists. They have devices and instructions on how to create these devices, and then pupuesto ka lang sa location ng rally, makukuha mo na yung mga account, parang ganon. So, we'll talk about that a little bit more later. And then, of course, we'll be able to get an expert next week to talk about this, if it is possible to do what they're doing.
Naalala ko si Sir Mario, parang he talked about yung sa Cambridge nga, na parang may device, na parang itatapat mo lang yung device na yun sa computer, makukuha mo yung desktop niya.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yes, and that is why security is top priority.
Yep.
Yes.
Anyway, it's 15 minutes. Joy.
Break. Ayan. So, 15 minutes after 5, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisa ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Oh, Pa-DZUP ka naman!
UP Miners wishes DZUP a
happy,
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 happy 58th anniversary
sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Sinisinta kita.
Iniibig kita.
Iniirog kita.
Inanais kita.
Mahal kita.
Ang daming paraan para masabi na mahal mo ang isang tao gamit ang ating sariling wika. Ba't di na lang ito ang gamitin mo? Ugaliing gamitin ang mga salitang tunay na atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Maya added the photo on the album, Vegan.
Like.
Patty is feeling beautiful today.
Share.
Anna is in a relationship.
Like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like, share,
comment.
Ehem, ehem. Huwag bastang maniwala sa nakikita sa social media. Maging mapanuri nang hindi maloko sa internet. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Talakayan!
At kayo po yung nagpabalik dito sa Italakayan. Kung saan ang IT, hindi pa eksperto lang.
Kundi kalamang ilalapit sa bayan. Yep. Ako ulit si Trixie, siya ulit si Joy.
Ako ulit si Tom.
See, nag-uusap pa tayo.
Meron kaming off-the-air conversation.
Ito si Fahatin.
Sin yan?
Siya yung nagkaroon ng pag-aaway si Bistian, sa San Sebastian. Basta na nag-report siya. Mm-hmm. Tapos parang he was caught unaware. Na parang live na sila.
Oh my gosh.
So yung report niya, biglang nag-jumble-jumble sa utak niya. So sinabi niya, so nagkaroon po ng pag-aaway sa Sebastian. Ay, parang ganitong oras ng na-disperse ang mga mga rallies or something sa San Sebastian. Ito po ay patapos nilang mag-aaway. Ito po ay pagtapos nilang kasi po nagkaroon ng pag-aaway sa simula. Parang ganun yung nangyari.
At nangyari natin today. Yeah. Anywho, yan. Para malaman yung mga ganyang bagay, you can check online, YouTube. If it's not there anymore, check the archive.
Yeah, ano ba yung archive na yan?
So, ito yung newsbeat natin. Internet Archive aims to build a new data center in Canada. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. There's so much space. Let's build it.
Meron palang ganyan, data center. Internet Archive.
Yes. So, yun nga, is data something? Ikaw, pag nag-post ka ng blog na pro or anti so and so blah 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 in your youth, is it gonna be there forever or is it gonna just disappear?
Five ever there. The it's internet gonna, never forgets.
Ah, yeah, it's gonna be there forever. Ito nga, that's true. The internet never forgets. It's the people who forget.
Yes.
Yep. Not the internet. Mm-hmm. The people forget, and that is why the machines will be taking over.
People forget that the internet never forgets.
Truth. Yan. So, let's bow down to our AI overlords.
Yes, I'm ready.
I know you.
Joke lang po. No. Human, something. Yes. Independence. Yeah. All right. So, but anyway, yun nga, the internet never forgets. It archives everything in some repository somewhere. Yep. There's an internet archive that gives the web a memory. So, they're recently asking for donations, the Internet Archive, to build a new backup center in Canada. Why?
Malaki ang kan.
Joke. More backups, more fun.
More backups, more fun.
Meron pala ditong principal locks, LOCKSS.
What does it mean?
Lots of copies. Keep stuff safe. Keep stuff safe.
Paulit, Joy.
Lots of copies keep stuff safe. Bilisan nyo nga.
Yeah.
Lots of copies keep stuff safe.
Lots of copies. Coffees.
That's true. Lots of copies.
Yes.
Keep stuff safe.
Sige, lots of copies keep stuff safe.
okay, sige. Right. May mug. Ang tatawag dito sa 02503-8288
that can say
this 10 times.
Na mabilis.
Locks, okay? Mug.
Lots of copies keep stuff safe.
Lots of copies keep stuff safe. Okay? 10 beses, may mug po kayo. Yep. Hopefully, UP student para madaling mabigay. UP Diliman, do it! Yung mga nasa pailaw. Tawag kayo sa 02503-8288 and if you can say, lots of copies keep stuff safe 10 times.
Oh. Lots of copies keep stuff safe.
10 times. Si Joy kasi pagod na. May interview siya ng dalawang oras kanina. So, medyo nagbuhol-buhol na yung dila niya. Uh-huh. But anyway, meron kayong prize.
Yep.
Yun. Okay, so again, meron ding correlation to. Bakit sila nanghihingi ng donation? Why do they need another data center somewhere? Because of what happened during the elections in America. So, the surveillance, there are surveillance issues that go along with Trump's presidency. Diba? It is believed that it'll be increased. Government surveillance on people. And at the expense of their civil liberties. Up there, privacy. Up there. Yeah. So sabi nga nila dito, throughout history, libraries have fought against terrible violations of privacy where people have been rounded up simply for what they read. Mm-hmm. In the Internet Archive, we are fighting to protect our readers' privacy in the digital world.
Yes.
Yon. So yun nga kasi mas more copies, more fun, as Toph said. And the data center will copy data more frequently and it'll keep it safe from deletion.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Have you heard of the Wayback Machine? I use this to check on my old blog, my shameful old blog that I will not talk about.
Yeah. Wow.
Kaya ba?
Hindi ko to alam eh. I haven't tried.
Seriously? Seriously. Serious Blackley? Oh my goodness. The Internet Archive owns the service called Wayback Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Which keeps a digital record of web pages. If you can check it out online, kung kayo ay bukas sa mga computer, just search Wayback Machine. Mm-hmm. At lalabas po yan. It captures web pages every now and then, hence keeping a timeline of how they look like then and now. You can search the old EUP website, or the UP website. You can search the old ITDC website. If it's there, kung may DZUP website na luma, it's there. Other websites of other colleges na may luma na na-take down, it's still possibly there.
Mm-hmm.
It's archive.org.
So if you search for Toph's Friendster, it's probably there.
No, don't do that.
Did you buhay ka na ba nun?
Yes.
May Friendster ka?
Yes.
Grabe.
Sorry.
Grabe.
Kaya nagka-Friendster. Nagka-Friendster ako 2003. No, 2003. Mga ganun. Yeah. Ilan taong kayo nun?
13.
Too dumb, too young to realize.
Nakakainis. If she's 13, you're probably 9 years old, Toph. In 2003.
Of course, I entered the fake birthday. Yes.
Testy.
9 years old, nag-social media.
Yes.
I feel uncomfortable for some reason.
Nagpapatesty lang naman siguro siya
sa friends. I have regrets in life.
Tsaka wala ka pa naman, I don't know. Parang what? Ano bang makikita mo before sa Friendster? Parang
testy.
Mga pinapost lang naman ng mga friends mo.
Mga akuosi.
AQ. S capital I.
Q-U-O-H.
Hindi pa siya as lawak ng Facebook. Well, parang true. News makikita mo doon. Parang that's hindi siya ganun. So parang wrong. Friend, within your groups lang kung anong mga pinapost
nila. Yep. Ayun. So it saves 300 million web pages every week and 279 billion web pages saved over time.
Ayoko, natatakot ako.
Yun. It's an internet library, the Internet Archive. So libraries exist to preserve society's cultural artifacts and to provide access to them. If libraries are to continue to foster education and scholarship in this era of digital technology, it is essential for them to extend those functions into the digital world.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. So the Internet Archive was founded in 1996. Just sometime after nagkaroon ng internet sa Pilipinas, it stores and preserves data. Okay. It's a non-profit.
Yay.
It was founded to build an internet library. Its purposes include offering permanent access to researchers, historians, scholars, people with disabilities, and general public to historical collections that exist in the digital format. Yun. So, their goals, protecting our right to know, exercising our right to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not being exercised
right now.
Again, my opinions and words in this show is solely of the speakers and not of DZUP. And establishing internet centers internationally, tracing the way our language changes. Lagi may bagong salita na nadadagdag sa mga dictionary natin. Fact ganern. Yon. So, tinatrace din niya kung paano nababago ang linggo ng human race. tracking the web's evolution, reviving dead links, yun nga, some old websites, some of your pet projects na you were ashamed of, akala mo, mm-hmm. deleted na, they're mm-hmm. still there. And then understanding yes. the economy, finding out what the web was like, what the web tells us rather about ourselves. Yun nga, and then looking back.
Naisip ko lang interesting nito for someone who's probably doing thesis.
Mm-hmm.
Or your dissertations, di ba? Parang, well, if you're a language major, parang napaka, parang relevant lang nung tracing kung paano nag-change yung language. Mm-hmm. And parang ang dami mong pwedeng mahugot from these.
Like, ako lang ba yung people say lol out loud? But it doesn't actually mean to laugh. Gets mo? Parang lol what? Parang hindi, di ba? Hindi siya nakakatawa. If you respond with a lol, hindi siya actually laughing out loud. Para siyang sarcastic remark.
Lol.
Lol, okay. Parang
pero mo sabihin yan sa sa lolo mo o kaya sa lolo mo na medyo matanda na baka mapagalitan ka.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Ano ba yan? Maraming ganyan eh. Maraming mga short terms na yun nga, yung lol nga. Akala minumura ka.
Akala mo minumura ka.
Lol.
Anong tunan niya?
Ako naman, ang naisip ko is parang, kasi naalala ko yung isang incident nun sa high school ko.
High school.
Wow. parang tagal
way back machine. Wow.
Parang nagkaroon ng case kasi na may isang estudyante na nagsulat sa blog niya na parang tungkol sa namin.
Mm.
Principal namin. Mm. Well, okay, it's fine to be fair, yung principal. Ne. Okay.
Storya nito.
Hindi, talaga yun? Hindi.
Itago sa pangalan.
Actually, nagkaroon ng news yung sa principal namin. Pero yun nga, nagsulat siya tungkol din. Mga ayoko sabihin na parang bad things, pero parang ganong bad.
Nag-rant siya.
Yes. Okay. Tapos ayun, parang nangyari, nakarating dun sa admin, tapos ang ginawa sa akin is pinadelete yung blog niya and everything.
Wow! Andun pa rin yun, sorry, per principal so-and-so. Yes. It's still there.
Yes.
Yeah. And then yun nga, sabi nga ni Joy, it's gonna be interesting to look into the change in language. Kasi this is the first time in the history of the human race na talagang recorded yung pag-transition, the disappearance of words, the addition of new words, and where they came from.
And may mga parang words na nakukuha mo from internet lingo or internet speak.
Yeah. Yung mga lead.
Yeah.
Ganon. And there are also a lot of terminology that you get from playing video games.
GG.
What does that mean?
Good game, well played.
Oh! Ano ba sa yan? GGWP. Okay. Good game, well played. And a lot of other things. In Counter-Strike, if I remember correctly, ang daming umusbong na mga terminology. Ano yun? In my cake? So, something? All your base belong to...
yeah.
Mga ganon.
I'm a first blood.
Ayun. So, we'll talk more about all these odd lingos in our next topic. Very quickly lang, daanan lang natin. Just to celebrate.
Yep.
Yes.
Celebrate our lives
pero
in the Final Fantasy world.
Share na konti kasi may memories ako about
it. Oh!
Kahit hindi ko siya nilalaro.
Oh, that's cool. Oh!
Onti lang. As in, onti lang.
Your childhoods have been sorely empty. Just kidding. But anyway, yeah, we'll talk more about games later, especially the game launched this week, Final Fantasy XV, when we get back from the break. Ang oras po ay 30 minutes before 6 p.m. ang DZUP 1602 kasapi ng KBP o kapitan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na pakinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang po tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Isang maligayang pagbati sa 58th anibersaryo ng DZUP 1602. Sa loob ng maraming taon, kinampanan ng DZUP ang tungkulin nito bilang gabay tungo sa malayang pamamahayag. Sa kabila ng mga hinaharap na hamon, hindi tumigil ang DZUP sa paghahatid sa komunidad ng mga talakayang may kapuluhan tungkol sa mga napapanahong issue sa pamantasan at sa bayan. Naging lunsaran din ito ng mausapin tungkol sa medyang nagbabago, pabago-bago at nagpapabago, lalo na sa larangan ng college at community radio. Sa darating pang mga taon, naway pagpapatuloy ng DZUP ang pagganap sa mandato nito na magbibigay ng mga impormasyon at kaalamang may adhikain at kapuluhan. Naway pagpatuloy ng istasyon ang pagiging boses ng universidad, ng komunidad at ng bayan. Ito po ang inyong lingkod, si Yuki Diliman Chansey, Michael Tan, umabati ng maligayang 58th anibersaryo sa DZUP 1602. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ang lovers, parang saksakan at appliances. Hanggat konektado kayo, patuloy pa rin may spark at pagmamahal. Pero pagdating sa electric bill, hanggat nakasaksak, patuloy ang pagdaloy ng kuryente at ang pagmahal ng bill mo. Kaya ang connection, dapat sa love lang yan.
Tanggalin sa saksak ang appliances na hindi ginagamit. Save money as you save energy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Talakayan!
At kayo po nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pa eksperto lamang.
Kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Joy.
Ako po si Trixie.
Ako po si Toph.
Alright!
Joy! Alam niyo ba?
Ano alam natin?
Ano nga ba?
Oh! Dem-be-de-dem-be-leo Da-da-da-da-da-da-da Awesome song.
Happy birthday sa DZUP.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Ilan taon sila?
50. We are feeling great at 58.
Oh,
58.
So they were here before the 1970s?
Yes.
Wow.
Interesting.
Ano kayo nang ginaganap sa DZUP nung panahon ng tututututu?
Ay, diba, oras yun po. Yung... Ay,
sige, go ahead.
Ano yan?
Okay. Sabihin kayo, sabihin mo yun.
Hindi, ako yan. Ano yun, dark times.
Anong dark days? Ano kaya ginagawa ng DZUP ng dark days? Na-hold ba sila?
Sinira yung equipment nila.
Oh my gosh!
Okay. Yes, okay. Ayan, at dahil we are feeling great at 58.
Feeling great from there.
Yes. Meron tayong pabati. So, oh, kamustahin natin ang pabati ng DZUP. Mark, ano ba ang paandar niyo dyan?
Celebrating 58 years of DZUP. Pabati ka naman!
Ang tahanan ng College of Mass Communication. Dahil we are feeling great at 58 today, meron tayong paandar question para sa ating mga kasali na narito sa booth ng DZUP. Para sa ating paandar question, kasama natin si Simone Di Malibot mula dito sa Department of Broadcast Communication. Hi Simone, may babatiin ka ba ngayong gabi?
Ayan, hello sa friends ko, tsaka sa mama at papa ko, ganyan. Hi!
So, Simone, nakikinig tayo ngayon sa Italakayan. So, ito ay mula sa UP Information Technology Training Center. Ito ay kung saan ang IT ay hindi para sa mga eksperto lamang. So, ang paandar question para sa kanya ay, kung isa kang computer software, anong software ka at bakit?
Siguro ano ko, Microsoft Office. Kasi ano... Lagi akong ginagamit. The joke lang. Hindi, ano, Microsoft Office ako kasi di ba iba-iba yun. May Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, ganyan. So, parang may different type yung personality ko, ganun. Tapos, ano, lahat functional. Yes! Tsaka reliable. Wow, ganyan.
So, maraming salamat, Simone, at sana ay nag-enjoy kayo sa aming pabate. Muli, ito si Mark para sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Okay. 58 years na tayo mga kasali. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ayan! Hi, Simone!
Winner!
Ang ganda! Ang ganda!
Again, let's repeat it! Kung software ka, anong software ka at bakit?
Microsoft daw.
Bakit?
Kasi,
lagi siyang ginagamit.
Tagos! Nakarelate kaming lahat.
Yan.
Ayun. Enjoy, may sabihin pa.
Ayun. So, tayo rin.
Tayo rin. And
syempre, may kiselebrate tayo sa anniversary.
Sasagutin rin ba natin?
Yun na eh. That's the end all answer to that question. Yeah, we salute
perfect.
You. Miss Simone.
Hindi, may ano ako, may panlaban.
Oh, sige nga. Labang ka, labang ka.
Kung computer software
ako. Software ka, ano ka?
Ako ay Internet Explorer.
Ay, bakit?
Mahirap mahalin.
No!
Oy, pero wait.
Oh.
Internet Explorer.
Oh.
Bakit?
Kasi yun ang una mong minahal.
Oh! Hindi ka Netscape.
Ako, well, pala ako una mong minahal.
Very nice. Very nice follow-up. So anyway, Jay, ano pa yan? Ang up next.
So, syempre, gusto nating mag-remin-reminis.
Remin-remin.
Remin-nagi.
So, ano ba yung favorite nating memory dito sa DZUP?
Oh, si Toph nga.
Si Toph muna.
Oh, Toph muna. Yeah. Kasi si Toph, before joining us here today, meron na siyang show.
Talatugtugan.
So, anong favorite mong memory from Talatugtugan, if ever?
Okay lang ba?
Ay, no. It doesn't have to be. Sorry. It doesn't have to be from Talatugtugan. Yes. In-assume ko lang kasi na marami kang time dun. So.
Agad.
Yeah, any memory you like.
DZB.
Yeah.
Ano ba memory? Favorite memory? Favorite memory ko siguro dito yung nag-brownout sa ano.
Kino mo yung favorite memory ko?
Hindi, ibig sabihin maraming times.
Yeah.
Joke lang. Pero yun nga, parang wala lang. Happy nun eh. May free food.
Actually, kasi yung sa akin din, yun ang favorite memory ko. Mm. Na nag-brown out in one of our shows, we had guests from the UK.
Yep.
Oh. From a tech company in the UK. So, parang na-experience din nila yung brown out ng Pilipinas.
Yes.
And we didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
We continued on with the show because we were recording it on video.
Actually, may kita nyo po yan.
Oo, it's on YouTube.
Nasa Internet Archive.
Nasa Internet Archive yan. It's on YouTube. And then the entire show, yun nga, para a quarter of it, madilim.
Yep.
Tinuloy lang namin. And magsindi ba tayo ng kahit ano? Or
may
telepono lang? Ay, hindi, yung mga
liwanag,
ilaw.
May liwanag.
Itong mga ilaw buttons ng microphone.
Ay, buhay yes. to?
Oo, buhay siya. Weird odd nga eh. Parang patay ano. Pero bukas yung ilaw na itong mga buttons. Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Joy, ano yung favorite memory mo?
Ako hindi ko to favorite pero very distinct kasi
memorable
siya.
Memory niya.
Nung panahon na naka-braces pa ako,
mm-hmm.
which is like mga 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
2 years ago, mm-hmm. ganyan. So basta napaka-enthusiastic ko yata yun. Tapos to the point na tumama yung bibig ko sa mic. So medyo nasugatan ako na onti lang naman, pero the show must go on.
But it happened recently.
Recently.
Tumama ako ulit sa mic.
Talaga?
At dumugo ulit yung ano mo.
Talaga. Hindi ko maalala yun. Kasi pangalawa na siya. First cut is the deep.
Wow. Ay, may ano ako. May update ako. Pwede bang ano?
Ano eh?
Medyo connected lang sa memory.
Oh, yeah. May memory din si Toph. Before we go to our next topic.
Last year lang to.
Ang saya-saya niya. Hindi mo pigilin sa niya.
Parang ano, parang diba, nung Christmas party ng mascom, parang ano lang, syempre, 4 na buwan lang akong empleyado dito. So, di pa ako super kilala.
Ayun na.
Sumikat ka bigla.
Syempre may party. Tapos meron parang bunutan ng prizes. Ganyan. Tapos yung ibang tao, mga yun na bunot nila, mga
microwave.
Hindi ko sure kung may microwave, pero like may water dispenser.
Wow!
Tapos ako na parang bago pala ako sa mascom na hindi talaga ako kilala ng tao. Tapos yung ibang tao na sa paligid ko, wala, nabunot na sila. Tapos dumating yung grand bunutan.
Wow, congrats!
Bila, nung grand bunutan, si Dean Pernia yung bunot.
Wow!
Tapos pagkapukuha ng pangalan, nung grand prize, Christopher Mendoza, sino to? Tapos nakuha ko ng TV.
Oh my gosh, he got a TV!
Yeah. Buhay pa siya.
I never win anything and you got that EV. You're so jealous.
Nice.
My jealousy is up there. But yeah, congrats.
Sobrang fun.
Anong TV siya?
ano siya, hindi ko alam kung mga 30 inches.
Wow!
Flat.
Wow!
Nice. I forgot na. Pero yun, buhay pa siya ngayon.
Congrats! Hindi mo sa warta mo. Fun. Yeah.
Ano, pinanggagaming chorva na.
Wow! Speaking of gaming! What a segue!
Okay!
Yeah, ito, sabi ko, nadaanan lang natin to, no? Final Fantasy 15 was released this week, no? For those who had pre-orders, na-reclaim na lang sa kanila noong 29. Hindi ko alam kung pwede siya bilhin by other. Kasi we got ours dahil hindi ako nag-pre-order 30. Mm. Yun, so it's for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And why is it relevant? Because it's been 7 years after the last single-player Final Fantasy, which is FF13, I think, was released. And it was 10 years in the making. Mm. Why is it fun? So, di-describe lang, no? If you've played role-playing games, RPG, in the past, ano ba yung mga luma? PS1, Legend of Ligaya? No, tama ba? Legend of Ligaya. Dragoon, Legend of Dragoon, Final Fantasy, Xenogears, mga ganong klaseng, yeah.
Monster Hunter?
Is it an RPG? Does it have a story? I haven't played Monster Hunter. Meron siyang final boss?
Yes, I think so.
Ah, okay. So, hindi pa nilalaro ng Monster Hunter, but soon. Ilaruin natin yan. So, si Final Fantasy 15 puts you in the role of a sullen 20-year-old prince. So, mukha siyang boy band prince. Complete with the ability to wield both magic and giant swords. And with an inability to come to grips with the heavy responsibilities of adulthood.
Temperament.
Temperamental brat.
Very me.
So, ano yung description ni Mr. Andrew Webster of The Verge. And then, meron siyang tatlong friends. So, meron silang boy band talaga. Si Gruff Bodyguard, si Stiff Guardian, and si Goofy yet Troubled Friend. Mm. So, lahat sila naka-black outfit. So, yung emo boy band yung dating nila. And then, kahit nga raw nagka-camping sila sa Kakahoyan, pag-gising na sa umaga, maganapin yung buhok na.
Yun ba yung last scene dun sa ano?
Yeah! Yun, so if, a couple of months ago, may pinabas po na pelikula sa mga SM Cinemas. Hindi ko alam kung sa Ayala rin meron eh. Yung King's Glaive.
Yep.
This is connected, no? Final Fantasy King's Glaive was a prequel of what is gonna happen in the game already.
Ano ba si Nyx?
Wala pa ako nakikita. I'm hopeful. Pag-opening pa lang kasi nakita ko eh. Yun. So some things to note about it. So obviously it's an open world. Nasabi sa akin ng aking seatmate na si Joper, who's also playing it, na it's heavy in terms of resources it uses on your PS4. So older models of the PS4 might experience a jump in their fan settings.
9 gig update.
May 9 gig update pa. So, don't lose heart. Akala namin next week pa namin malalaro, pero overnight lang na buksan na namin at nasimulan na namin siya. And then it's a sabi ng ibang reviews, it's a great game worth the wait, well-written characters, great soundtrack, fun combat system similar to Dissidia for the PSP, if I'm not mistaken. So please correct me if I'm wrong, in 02 0250 0927 220 8332. Contribute lang kayo if you want to say something about Final Fantasy, if you experienced Final Fantasy in your childhood as I did. And yeah, may mga fun mini games daw siya. Hindi pa ako nakakapag-fishing, but may comment dito about a fun fishing mini game and cooking. I'm not sure.
Try ko nga yan. Yung gagawin ko.
Yon. So, touching characters, gameplay freedom. It's an open world. So, it's a beautiful graphical show and best combat system in the saga in years. So, hindi na siya turn-based. It's a hack and slash yung dating, di ba? Alright. So, maraming expectations for 15. Kasi, after 13. 13, parang hindi maganda yung 14 wasn't really appreciated. By a lot of people. Maybe because in the Philippines, hindi malakas yung internet. Kasi, online yata yung 14 eh.
Yeah.
Yun. So, the game feels like a leap in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And, ma-attach daw kayo sa characters. Nagkaroon din kasi ng mini-anime shows with these characters as the, as in anime cartoon shorts na stories ng some of the characters. Mm. Yeah, so nag-release sila ng ganun. Right. I saw one with the character Prompto na he was a big kid pero he was encouraged to lose weight. Parang ganun, may mga ganung side story. So, yeah. So, it was worth the wait daw. It's fun battle system. Mahirap lang, may camera issues lang. So, minsan maybe you get off-center, no? Wala ka sa frame. So, mahirap bumalik or something. But, it's fun and enjoyable. Sana may update. Yun naman ang kinaganda ngayon ng consoles. Mm-hmm. And stuff like and stuff like that. Madali siyang ma-update na. It's not, when you buy the CD, that's it. Mm-hmm. Diba? You can plug it online and then, kung may fix sa bugs, update.
Download it.
Yep. Yun. So, great music by Yoko Shimomura. Yep. So it's still available. It's I think in all toy stores it's there. Mm-hmm. In the console gaming stores like Tita Bits is there. Yeah. And ang sa akin maybe not to advise against Data Blitz, no. Mm-hmm. Kaya lang if you can find it in a place that's not
why?
My personal experience nito, before we go on a break. They have it, of course. They have the game available that place. But if you buy it in a toy store like Toys R Us or Toy Kingdom, mm-hmm. even if you didn't pre-order, you still get the poster. Sometimes they still give you the poster.
Nice,
yon kung sa toy store ka bibili.
Pero nakuha niyo yung ano?
Hindi kami sa toy store, sa data kami
doon. I mean yung sword.
Ah, meron din palang day one bonus if you buy it on the first day.
Yeah.
Special code for some special items.
Yep.
Kaya lang parang too late na kasi hindi. Ewan ko, if you get the first day edition, it should be there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And mm-hmm. then final break. Tof, can you sign us out before we go? Just give the time and then read the ang DZP. Kaibigan Tof, you're the man.
Ang ano ba?
Ang oras.
Ang oras ngayon ay
5:47.
Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBB, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka! Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Pa-DZUP ka naman!
Happy 50th anniversary, DZUP, from the Philippine Association of Food Technologists Alpha Chapter. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Yana, tara, dito na tayo tumawid. Malilit na tayo, dali.
Ano ko ba, doon tayo sa pedestrian lane?
Ang layo nun, tsaka wala pong mga sasakyan. Tara na.
Sige na nga.
Bawal tumakay dyan!
Ang simpleng pagsunod ng batas trapiko ay katumbas ng buhay mo. Huwag magbulag-bulagan, batas trapiko ay pahalagahan. Magbago para sa pagbabago.
Talakayan!
At kayo po yung nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang ITA hindi pa eksperto lamang.
Kundi ka alamang inalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Jumbo.
Ako po si Chexy.
Ako po si To.
Ayan. Hey. So let's just go through this very quickly. Si Guligan. Oh, importante to Joy, di ba?
Yes.
Sa mga kanina. 1.3 million Google accounts hacked.
Yes.
Why do you do these things, hackers? Yeah.
Okay.
SBC so hackers.
SBC hackers.
Ano na nangyari, Joy?
We hack anything.
Hack that. Muntik na.
Hack that.
Hack that, dude. Hack that. Anywho. Ano nangyari, Joy? Ano ba tong Guligan?
Yan, Guligan is a name given by the cybersecurity firm to the hacking campaign.
Oh.
Yan, so anong cause nito? May mga infected na Android phones through illegitimate app downloads. Kaya ingat po tayo sa ating mga dinedownload. Yan, some users download top apps paid that are counterfeit outside of Play Store.
Oh, kasi yun
so yan yung mga ano to?
DMG.
Jailbreak?
Hindi. Ang pinagkaiba kasi, Android ka, di ba?
Yes.
Ang pinagkaiba kasi ng iOS sa Android, hindi ka pwede mag-install ng app kung hindi galing sa App Store.
Yes.
Hindi pwede. Kahit isaksak mo to sa isaksak mo to sa computer mo, hindi ka pwede mag-install. Unless i-jailbreak mo nga.
Yeah.
Which voids any warranty on the iOS device. In the Android devices, you can
any
install
yeah
anything
From right? Websites.
Yes.
From websites, you just plug it, plug your phone sa sa computer and then pwede ka na directly mag-install ng stuff doon.
Yes.
I think this is what they did pre-release of Pokemon Go for some people who are waiting for it. Kaya nagkaroon ng medyo maraming complaints about it. But yeah. So yun ang naganap. The cause of the infection ay because of apps.
Yan. So at risk yung Android 4, Android 5, Jelly Bean, KitKat, tsaka Lollipop.
Aha. So the discovery was made by a cybersecurity firm, si Checkpoint, which was later on confirmed by Google. It's still ongoing. 13,000 devices are getting infected and breached every day.
Ayun. So actually, may mga ilang ano at UP Mail accounts na at risk. Hindi pa naman, wala pa namang sinabi na
wala pang
privacy talaga na na-breach yung privacy or na-access yung account. Pero at risk lang. So, ini-email natin yung mga yon na in-identify ng Google mismo na in-email sa administrator natin.
Yes, true. Okay, so the attack is a criminal enhancement scheme. What does it do? So, yeah. Infected Android OS-based smartphones install other legit Android apps, then rate them highly to boost reputation. Wow. Ganun, ang sad naman nun. Desperado. These apps then benefit from the scheme having been removed from the Play Store. Okay, and the malware also automatically installs malicious advertising software in the infected devices to track user behavior. Yeah. So how do you know how to check if your device has been infected, Joy?
Gulligan, G... O-O. Ayan. Enter your email and then gulligan.checkpoint.com. Enter your... Punta muna kayo dun. And then enter your email.
Gmail.
Baka mamaya.
Gmail account siya. So, this was set up by Checkpoint. And then, of course, to avoid being infected by these Gulligan activities, please lang, don't download apps outside the Play Store for Android.
Yes.
OS. For App Store, you can't naman if you're just a regular user. But if you're a jailbreaking person, I think you're pretty much capable. Kasi jailbreaking isn't easy. If you're an Apple, an iOS user that's jailbreaking your phone, you know what you're doing.
Yep.
Kasi with an Android na sinasaksak mo lang, it doesn't really require a lot of knowledge on how phones or apps work for you to install. Pag jailbreaking kasi medyo madugo.
Yes.
Yeah. So, kaya kaya binabayaran para mag-jailbreak. Kasi medyo mahirap siya gawin. So, this is more directed to Play Store Android OS users. Ingat-ingat lang.
Pag na-jailbreak ba, pag inano mo siya like restore factory settings, wala
that I don't
pwede.
Know. That I don't know. I don't think so. I palagi ko hindi mo na siya pwede mabalik. But if anybody here who is an expert and has done it before, please call us 0927-220-8332 and I'll ask some people I know and we'll get back to you on that. We'll tweet it twitter.com/italakayan if you want to know more about those kinds of things. And lastly, before we end our last bit of news,
yan, Facebook naman. So, tulad nga ng sinabi natin kanina, may mga friends tayo na mga nalalock out of their accounts.
Buti hindi pa ako nalock out.
Yun.
Yeah.
So, ako, I mean, so, two factor.
What would constitute a lock? Well, kasi ako, ang account ko is completely private.
Ako din naman.
Na, I don't have any posts na lumalabas. Outside my vacuum, outside my void, my own circle of people, circle of influence daw tawag doon. Anywho, so medyo protected ako. Ikaw ba? Sabi mo ikaw kasi na bingbong ka. Ay sorry. Na 1-2-3 ka. Ano nangyari sa iyo?
Feeling ko ano?
Public ba yung ano mo account mo?
Slight. Meron akong public post, especially yung isang post ko na cover photo na Tutut, not a hero.
Okay, yeah.
So, feeling ko na ano ko, napunta ako sa radar nila dahil doon.
Oh.
So, ayun.
Yeah.
Allegedly?
Ako, wala. Si wala naman post na public.
Odd. Pero nagilong ka. Okay, so 54 million Facebook users in the Philippines. Stats lang, 1.7 billion Facebook users worldwide. The mobile access of the Filipino users is 49 million monthly. 27 million users daily.
Wait lang, pareho ba tayo nang nangyari na while you're browsing, biglang namatay siya? Kailangan mong mag-log in.
Na-sign out ako sa browser ko sa desktop.
Yeah, and
sa
then kailangan mong i-verify na ikaw yun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, ano, pinatang ko yung password ko.
Ako, ano, Facebook had to text me a code.
Pa. Yeah, oo. Yeah, Facebook nag-text ng code, tapos you have to enter another password na bago, ganyan.
Yeah, para siya nag-mutate na by itself, ano?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Kasi it can affect...
world.
It can affect, ano eh, the political scene.
Yes.
Yeah. Pero ang nangyari...
If it becomes self-aware. So, ano nangyari?
Pero ang nangyari naman daw, well, ang sinasabi nila is parang ginamitan lang naman daw nung ano, brute force yung sa, like, kunwari, ano. Siyempre, di naman nila alam yung password. So, parang i-enter a username tapos mag...
Ilang beses
machine.
Siguro.
Oo. Yeah. So, ano, yun yung nasa algo ni Facebook na parang, ay, too many login attempts. So, isasara muna nila.
For security. For security.
Yeah.
I guess. So, through the executive of Facebook underscored its commitment to user privacy, safety, and security. And then, particularly relevant to reported and even unreported cases of abuse recently. So, sabi nga nila ni Mia Garlic, head of security, at Facebook, we're helping 54 million people in the Philippines connect and share with their family and friends and the things that matter to them. That's why we invest in technology controls, community standards, and education to help keep people and their information safe and secure. So, ano yung ways to create a safe space online?
Safety Center, FB feature with step-by-step vids on how to manage one's account online. So, available in 50 languages, including Tagalog.
Intense!
Okay, so meron pang bullying prevention hub, merong extensive control tools, merong activity log to control kung saan mo sinishare yung mga posts mo, page moderation tools to pwede ka mag-filter ng profanity,
yes,
block certain words, and hit delete or delete comments.
Mm,
legacy contact to set who will manage your account when you pass away.
Oh my gosh!
Nice.
That's nice. I'll check that out.
Okay. Secure browsing. By turning this on, all activities will be encrypted whenever possible.
Nice.
Community standards, you can block and flaw. Oh, alam mo na yan. And friend, or ayan. And then, report content. Pwede kayo mag-report ng malicious content.
Yeah, 24/7 Facebook team to whom you can address reports of social media abuse or even requests for assistance, including for friends having negative to suicidal thoughts.
Yeah. Tsaka, in terms of account security, two-factor authentication din ang ang Facebook. Naka-activate din sa akin.
Yeah, but gusto ko yan gawin.
Ang issue lang kasi.
Yeah, but it's a little problematic sometimes. Why?
Kasi, like, for example, naiwan ko yung phone ko noong isang araw. Well, yung two-factor ko sa email. Hindi ko tuloy ma-log out ngayon dun sa laptop ko. Kasi may option naman na parang pwede kang naka-log in dun for 30 days. And then, magpapa-verify ka lang ulit.
Yeah.
And so, naiwan ko yung phone ko. So, hindi ako makalog out kasi po nag-log out ako, kailangan kong ma-access yung phone ko.
Para mag-login ulit.
Ganun sa Facebook. Sa Facebook, wala siyang option na app sa app kasi may Google app yung for Google kung saan ka mag-verify. So, madali lang yun, yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Sa Facebook kasi, may text na code sa'yo. So, kailangan may signal ka.
Oh, ayun nga, precisely. Yun yung problema ko. So, pag do two-factor authentication ka, wala kang signal. Paano yun? Di ba?
May isa pa yatang option na may ilalagay kang code or something. Pero, yun, hindi ko pa siya na-explore talaga. Pero okay, parang second yun, kunyari, wala ka talagang signal. Meron namang ano.
Sige, pag-usapan natin yan next time.
Yep.
More on security features.
Yes.
If we can, ano. Yeah, apply. Okay.
Okay, bill out na po. Ang oras ay 59 minutes after 5.
1 minute before 6.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so tapos na naman po tayo sa isang episode ng Talakayan at Balitaan o Taliban dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi kaalamang inalapit sa bayan.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.